escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, no, not the Titanic music. Not today!
Hey, but I know in my heart I will go on.
This is supposed to make me feel better. Welcome on in, everyone. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is, first of all, it's a big day. It's a special day, an important day, important 2 days on WIP. Eagles Radiothon. We will have some great guests over the course of this show, including Jake Elliott set to join us in a little bit later this hour. And we'll tell you all about all the great things you can bid on for a great cause. Though we start with something that's not a great cause right now, the Phillies and the Mets, as the Phillies go down again last night up in New York. After I did say this division was over, all of a sudden this thing is now within five games. The Phillies lose again last night. The walk-off by Nimmo. Good morning, Hugh Douglas, as the Phillies drop another one up at Citi Field.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just want to say this. Sometimes you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
That's true.
And the reason why I say that is because I want to address you people this morning. I'm talking to you people.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Whoever made that comment about me and me being fat hurt my feelings. Well,
this lasted for all these hours?
Hurt my feelings so bad.
Why they cut you?
Oh, you people got you.
When I got up this morning, I did 2 hours of cardio.
Oh, my gosh. That so, cut that deep?
But I'm happy that you got me.
They got you. Wow. Surprise.
Hey, yeah. And then, you know, I was just like, hey, man, sometimes you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Wow. Well,
that hurt, though.
You know, this is a message to you people.
Yeah.
Now you know.
You got them.
I made impact. My haters my motivator.
You are the new Tom Kelly. They know they have you
keep
now.
Keep it all coming.
Right. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494.
I was hurt.
I could tell. I'm hurt watching the Phillies right now. Let's react to the Phillies last night and look ahead to tonight. All right, Hugh, they lose last night. Duran comes in the ninth. And he gives up a run in a tie game. And look, the game was back and forth. Phillies had a lead. Bryce actually had a good game last night. Lizardo was good early. Then he gave it back. And it looked like they were dead. And then, you know, I give a little credit to them for fighting last night. Because Bader hits the big home run off of Helsley. I'm like, all right, let's get a win. Let's get back up seven. Let's calm everyone down. And then it doesn't happen. They have some bad at-bats late in the game. And then the Mets score one off of Duran. The Phillies are 6-23. Their last 29 at Citi Field. They have struck out 21 times in the first two games of this series. They're now five games up after starting up seven when this series began. Game three tonight. Hugh Douglas, how you feeling? As last night really, in a lot of ways, felt like last year's postseason. You know, game one of this series was a blowout, right? They got blown out. That's annoying. Last night felt like a Mets-Phillies playoff game from last year, where when it's close, you just kind of get the feeling the Mets are going to get the better of the Phillies, especially up there at Citi Field. It reminded me of last year's playoffs.
Do you really want to know how I feel?
Yes, I want to know how you feel, besides the whole, you know, body image issue with the you people.
Body shaming. I feel like we better not see them in the playoffs, because if we do, we're going home. That's how I feel. The Mets play, like, we're their get-right team, like, fundamentally. like watching baseball last night, and you guys were taking a deep dive, talking about this, that, and the third this morning. But the bottom line for me is this. They play against us, it feels like, just fundamental baseball, and they are good at it. And all they did was move runners, which we didn't do. Mm. They hit the ball in the gap, which we don't do at times. And they just waited. You know what they waited for? Us to implode. That's what happened. It's almost like when you're playing a video game, right, and you're fighting the final boss, and you know you've been working your moves, and you got like the final boss has a sliver of health left.
Yep.
And you make a mistake that cost you all of that time that you did fighting in this video game. That's what that was yesterday. And, you know, we talk about Duran and him being out there and how good he is. Fundamental baseball. Hit it in the gap. Hit it where Marsh can't get it. He didn't lay out. Not blaming him for that, but, you know, he couldn't get to it. And just move runners. And that's how they won the game. Fundamentals. Fundamental baseball.
Well, they did it last night. They did it to the Phillies again. All right, look, I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. I hate the Mets. I said it yesterday. Hugh, there's a way that the world is supposed to work. Like, the universe has a kind of a pattern to it. And Mets fans are supposed to be upset. That's the way the world's supposed to work. And when they're happy, I'm not happy. I'm not happy right now with the way the Phillies are playing. But can I offer a little perspective on all this?
Yes.
Just get a win tonight. Just get a win tonight. Get out of there with one, and we're still in great shape. Sometimes, and you, I think you spoke about this when it comes to football, there's certain ebbs and flows in divisions in sports where, like, for a while, one team will have the other team's number,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think I share your sentiment. I don't want to see them in the playoffs. But the Mets are just they're a roadblock for now. They don't have to be a roadblock the whole way. My point is, the Phillies can still win this division even if the Mets are bothersome. Right, the Phillies have been better against everybody else compared to the Mets.
Yeah.
If the Phillies win tonight and they get out of there with a win, they're still up 6 games with 29 games to play. They're still in fantastic shape to win the National League East. And maybe they won't even see the Mets in the playoffs. Maybe.
I hope. Hey, Joe, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. And the Mets might even make the playoffs. I mean, I don't even know. They're only up 2.
You better hope they don't.
Right. But my point is, sometimes there are teams in your division that give you trouble, and it doesn't ultimately matter. The 2008 Phillies were 7-11 against the Mets in the regular season. I think we forget that. They didn't play well against the Mets. They got to the World Series. They won the World Series. The Mets missed the playoffs by a couple games. Like, this, once in a while, there's a team that just trips you up. This is the Phillies' kryptonite. I recognize that. But if they can get one tonight, what was this week? The Mets picked up one game? All this for one game?
I like how you put it in perspective.
That's all. If the Phillies win tonight, they lost one game this week and chopped off 3 head-to-head in the schedule.
No, I mean,
that's not a big deal.
And what you're saying is true. But the bottom line is this, Joe. They're still alive.
I know. I know. I'm annoyed about it. But I'm trying to keep some perspective here.
Here's the real perspective.
So for you, if the Phillies win tonight, the series, like, you're still down? Like, you can't salvage this thing?
No.
Because they can salvage it for me with a win tonight.
My thing is this. Going into that MetLife Stadium, they were on life support, correct? You had an opportunity.
They played like crap for months.
You had an opportunity to put them away. You gave them life. You know, if I'm a Met, what I'm thinking? Mm. Hey, man. If we get in this thing, if we knock them out, if we knock the Phillies down where they don't get the second seed, they'll probably have to play the play-in, right?
Well, right. If you look at the standings right now, I believe it would be Phillies 3 seed, Mets 6. That would be the first round matchup.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I don't want that.
But like I said, I'm taking the other side of this. If I'm the Mets, I'm looking at it like, hey, man, we got a chance because we own these cats.
Yeah, well, they do. Unfortunately, they do. But just get a win tonight, and we could salvage the series. Hugh Douglas not in salvage mode. They win a game tonight. I feel like
They're all in your head, man.
They're in their head. Let's hear Topper. Topper last night talking about this. Are the Mets in your head? Here's Topper.
Do you feel at all like lately when you come here that whatever can go wrong, you know, is going wrong?
I don't ever think that. I'm always looking. From a positive aspect, I've been asked that numerous times since we've been here. It's not the building. They're playing good, and we played well today too. We battled back. You know, they get the 5 spot in the 5th. And I was proud of our guys the way they battled. So we come out here tomorrow and do it again.
Battle back, says Topper. He won't acknowledge the sounds, Mets are in their heads.
Sounds noble.
215-592-9494. Can a win over the Mets tonight salvage your feelings on the series? Kyle, what are you feeling as the Phillies lose another?
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, down bad today.
Yeah,
that was a tough one, the way that it ended. I like the fact they fought back, but the whole Duran thing, you know, we'll get to that. That's, like, very worrisome for me. But as loserish as this sounds, I told myself before the series, I need one game.
One and done.
One game. I needed that. I told myself 6-game lead in the division by the end of the series, I'm good.
Just get one.
No matter how it looks. And
we're getting one.
We just need one, Douglas.
Wait a minute. Kyle.
What?
I am ashamed of you.
Why?
Because you went into this series after the way the Phillies have been playing.
Yeah.
And you said you just want to get one game?
Yes. First of all, what we know about how the Phillies play the Mets in City Field.
He's thinking about
the big picture. You're focused on the small details.
That's right. We're talking about exercising demons here, sir.
No.
We're exercising demons. Mm-hmm. And you're admitting that we're going to the Mets. They're better than us.
They're better than us. They are a good team, and we're on the road at a place that we historically don't play well.
They
need these games more than we do. Yeah. They're playing for their life.
So
as much as a win tonight can salvage my feelings on the series, a loss tonight will kill me.
Hey.
I mean,
we're tail spinning with a loss tomorrow. Can't have it.
Kyle going out tonight. He might not make it. Tomorrow.
Hold on. Taiwan Walker, CB Buckner umping behind the plate. Yeah. I'm going to the bar for this.
Yeah, you're
going to
have to
go to the bar.
I have a few before first pitch.
Might not make it
see
in the bar.
Kyle tomorrow. Yeah, no.
215-592-9494. We'll get all your phone calls up here. Can a win tonight salvage this thing for you? Ken, for me, they get one. I'm feeling fine. They get one. They get a win tonight. We're moving on. Getting out of Citi Field. Up 6. Hugh Douglas, I mean, he's already writing the Phillies obituary here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Jake Elliott's going to join us. Eagles Radiothon will tell you everything that you could bid on, how you could participate. All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillis, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. EaglesRadiothon.com is how you can get involved to support the Eagles Autism Foundation. You could buy an official t-shirt designed by Cooper DeGene and Reem Blankenship, $30. There, text 532092, text MIDDAY, M-I-D-D-A-Y, to 532092 to make a donation. Or, Hugh, you could bid on one of many events and special things going on with Eagles players. With us, we'll tell you about the what you could bid on for us, but we have one in particular in front of me I'm reading right now, a round of golf with Jake Elliott. I could read it to you, or we could talk to the guy you're actually going to play golf with. Jake Elliott, Eagles kicker, joins us right now on the Midday Show to talk about his event for the Eagles Autism Foundation and Radiothon. Jake, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
No, not a problem, Jake. So, Jake, how is your golf game, man? How long have you been playing golf?
it's pretty good. A little non-existent at the moment, which is fine, but I've been playing. I mean, I played a little bit as a kid, but mostly picked it up in college. And then once I got into the league and had some longer off seasons, I got really into it and addicted pretty quick. So got a lot better really fast, and absolutely love it.
So, Jake, tell us about this event in particular. So you're going to play at the Union League Liberty Hill with you, one guest, and you're also the winner will get an autographed football. Tell us about the Union League and the golf course there. I'm sure you've played that one before.
Yeah, it's one of my absolute favorites in the area. Right when I got to Philly, I actually joined out there. It was the old Ace Club. So I played a ton of rounds out there. One of my favorites. And they've done so much work to it since the Union League took over. And it's probably in the best shape of any course in the Philly area. So that's saying a lot with all these great ones, Marion, Aronimink, and all these others.
So, Jake, I know we talked to you, I think it was last year for this the same thing with Eagles Radiothon, and I think it was golf you were playing as well. Now, when you play these, when you have, you know, these events with listeners who bid to play with you, do you play with someone who's really good? Like, have you played against someone else who can really play, or do you take it easy on them? Like, take us through what it's like when you play with someone who wins this. All right, because we know you can play, so do you take it easy, or have you been surprised with, like, some of these people that win, like, they could play too?
Yeah, it's been a mixed bag. It's always I've always had a great time in these events. Whether it's just a more fun round or sometimes it gets a little competitive, I'm definitely not going out there and taking it easy. But I'm out there to have a good time and usually have some good matches going on out there.
So when you go out to play golf, who are some of your teammates that can give you a run for your money? Who are the golfers that can really who are some of your teammates that can really play?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys I go out there and play with. I would say I have some really good matches with Braden. Braden's really good. He's gotten a ton better in the last couple of years. So me and him go back and forth a little bit. I think I got his number by a couple, but we'll see how this next offseason goes.
Jake Elliott, Eagles kicker with us here as we discuss his event for Eagles Radiothon. EaglesRadiothon.com is how you can go on and bid. The current bid is $2,000 to play golf.
Yeah, we could do better than
that. Yeah, we could raise that up.
So Jake, the question I have for you is this, because I think I'm going to get into golf, man. I have some golf clubs that I bought, 20 years ago, but they keep telling me, hey, wait, hold up, dog, don't laugh. I'm being serious. And they told me that they probably are like dinosaurs now. You know, they're fossils.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If I was going to get some new clubs, what do you suggest I get first? Because you got to keep in mind, I'm not a golfer.
Yeah.
So if I started to get into golf, what are some of the easiest clubs I can start out with?
And get some with some fat backs on them.
Fat
nice
backs.
Nice and forgiving.
Jake, I don't play golf. What are fat backs?
They don't look like blades. They're big forged irons.
Uh-huh.
So you got a lot of support behind that club face. So if you don't hit it in the center, you get a little extra forgiveness.
Okay, fat backs.
Yeah,
Kyle, you know that because Kyle was laughing. I gotta write that term down. Fat backs.
Well, I mean, Jake,
sounds like he's taking a shot.
Just to take
it
behind the curtain a little bit.
I thought of you immediately.
Yeah, one time we went to a golf outing. I think it was Jaws' golf place. And he wore a sweatsuit. So he's trying to become a golf guy, but we got to get the attire
I got to get my attire
right. The attire.
Etiquette. We got to get the etiquette.
No, because I've been invited, lately, some of my teammates, like Brian Westbrook and Brian Dawson, they've been inviting me to these golf outings, man. And the first thing that they do is cringe when they see my outfit. So I got to get my outfits right. And I got to get some.
You got to look the part. Look the part first.
And I got to get some fat back golf clubs.
You writing that down?
I wrote that down. I go to the store, I'm going to ask for some fat back golf clubs. And Jacob, they don't know what I'm talking about. Me and you going to have a conversation, bro.
No doubt. Come on back to me.
There we go. Jake, we appreciate hopping on. Congratulations again for winning another championship last year. And we're excited to keep telling everyone about this event to go play golf with you.
How much is it up to now?
$2,000 the current
bid. Oh,
come
on, people. We got to do better than that. Jake, and Jake, will you wear the rings if you golf with the folks? I know this is probably going to throw your golf game off a little bit. But you got to throw
that down as my ball marker.
Yeah, you got to sweeten up the pot a little bit. Come on, Pete, we got to do better than $2,000. We got to do better.
Yeah, we'll get there. Jake, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck this season, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Jake.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he goes, Eagles kicker Jake Elliott. You write that down.
Yeah,
fat back.
Yeah, because I was, I've been talking.
You gonna become a real golf guy? Like Ike's. When I think Ike, Ike's a real golf guy.
No, he is.
He wears the real outfits and stuff. That doesn't strike me as you.
You clowns around too much, man. Golf is buttoned up.
You can't be serious for 10 seconds. Come on.
Okay. All the personal attacks are enough. I'm already, still really about being fat.
We sit in meetings with you every day where we have to plan a show.
Okay. It's not a personal attack to say you can't be serious for 10 seconds. Please don't mix that up with the personal attack you received on you people yesterday. I would never say that.
I'm in my bag today.
You're all over the place.
But no, I could learn how to be more calm when I play.
That would probably help.
I was talking to Ike. I'm in the off season. We're going to go try to find some club. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah. But what about the outfits?
I got to go. What's the dude name that was drinking beer when he won one when he was drunk?
John Daly.
Oh, yeah, I got to get them John Daly pants.
Yeah, that feels like you. All right, EaglesRadiothon.com is how you can bid on all the great, really the great events you could participate in, including this. How about this, Hugh? We got to tell everyone about this. There are two events on the Eagles Radiothon website right now that involve the WIP Midday Show.
Uh-oh.
So we have a behind-the-scenes sit-in for two people. We've had those over the years where people will bid and they'll win and they'll get to come in here on an agreed-upon date and hang out and get to see how this all works behind the scenes.
Do they come to the meeting?
They can come to the meeting before the show if they want.
As long as they don't sit in my seat.
Well, you do get upset about that. But you're welcome to come to all of us and see how it works at WIP. That bid currently is at $250. And then we have this one. Now, Hugh, we got to be on our best behavior for this one. There is an event out there for us, the Midday Show, to go to and do a remote broadcast. Now, this could be at your home or your business. So if you're a business owner, you want us out there, we'd love to come out there and do a show. Or you just want us to come to your house and do a show, we're there. The current bid on that one is $1,000, and we promise to behave ourselves.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm kind of leaning into doing it at somebody's house.
It'd be great. It'd be awesome.
Because refrigerator.
Yeah, right. So you could choose either one.
Yeah, well, I'm choosing the one to go into somebody's house. Because I'm going to go in your refrigerator, and I'm going to take my shoes off and sit on your couch.
We're trying to sell this here. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just telling folks what it's going to be.
Okay.
Ain't going to eat your, if you have children, I'm going to eat your children's snacks. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you will have your snacks. We'll do a show at your house. We appreciate
that it. That sounds fun, though, don't it?
To go to someone's house? Yeah, I'd love to do it. Bids can be placed online, EaglesRadiothon.com. EaglesRadiothon.com. We'll tell you more about some of the other events you could bid on, including ones with a bunch of Eagles players get golf there with Jake Elliott. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's react to the Phillies last night. They lose. And look, I'm down. It stinks. I'm frustrated.
Think it's your fault. Yeah.
Many are saying.
I know.
I mean, you knew it was coming.
I've seen the DMs. I've seen it. Your fault, Jinx.
Oh, no.
Bleep you.
They slid in your DMs. Oh.
Many. Like, take it back. This is your fault. No, I'm not taking it back. We're standing on business. The Phillies are still going to win the division.
It is kind of ironic, though.
Well, I mean, the timing wasn't perfect as they go to Citi Field where they can't win, and then they drop two games. But the bottom line is, I'm not taking it back.
It's kind of ironic.
Do you think this is my fault?
A little bit.
Come on.
No, it's not. Come on.
Listen.
Can people grow up?
Believe it's fault. I think it's your fault, and I think it's – and I'm going to go back here because we were going to leave it alone, but I'm going to go back here today. It's Bryce Harper's fault.
Okay.
for that outfit he wore the other day.
I always say when the Phillies lose, the and two people should've. That are most to blame, Joe Giglio and Bryce Harper. Yeah,
like Bryce,
sense.
If you're listening, you should have read back.
No.
You should have read back the rival
no.
colors.
No, what are you talking about?
He should have did it because he rolled it out.
He did the right thing last night.
He didn't do the right thing. He caved to the pressure.
Good.
He caved to the pressure.
Sometimes bullying works, and it's necessary.
No, don't cave to the pressure.
No.
Stand on business.
Stop it.
Just like Cracker Barrel didn't stand on business. Stand on business,
something,
man.
Something very clear happened in these two
Cracker
games.
Cracker Barrel folded like a cheap suit.
In like 2 days.
But look, you saw what happened. You wear Mets colors. You don't come through in a big spot.
Yep.
You get rid of the Mets colors.
No.
You come through in a big spot.
First of all,
simple math, Hugh.
I am ashamed of
you. I'm ashamed of you. You're trying to talk him into wearing Mets colors.
Because somebody talked him into wearing them the day he put them on.
And that person should have been
standing on business.
I don't know if anyone talked him into it.
Yes, they did.
No. This was
Did you see the thing he had on
this
his
Instagram?
This was
a Bryce Harper born idea.
Where he rolled out all the colors.
No, the problem was nobody told him it was a dumb idea. Not somebody encouraged him to do it.
That's the problem. He need more people around him.
I agree.
To tell him that wasn't bright. But it's too late. You're here now. You didn't already invested in it.
It's not too late.
Hold
on. When you make a mistake, you just pivot off it. It's not that big of a deal. And I give Bryce credit last night. He pivoted off it. He wore teal or whatever the crap he was wearing last night. And you know what he did last night? He got three hits. I'm ashamed of you for encouraging this behavior. The one good thing last night was that Bryce Harper wasn't wearing Mets colors.
He had to wait. But if you would have bounced back and had three hits and did bounce back, nobody would have said it.
No. Well, they lost last night, so everyone would be annoyed anyway. All right. 215.
Yeah, Bryce, I'm kidding. You did the right thing.
He did the right thing. 592-9494. All right. Let's react to the game. Your reaction to the loss. Am I to blame for this? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are to blame.
I'm not to blame. Just because I think the division is over on Monday doesn't mean they never win in Citi Field anyway. If I said it or I didn't say it, I don't want to change anything. Jinxes are ridiculous. Okay. And can the Phillies salvage a series with a win tonight for you? They can for me. If they win this game tonight, I'm going to walk out feeling okay. Just win tonight, get the victory, get back up six, and away we go to close out this division and get to the postseason. Hugh Douglas over here writing the Phillies obituary on, whatever today's date is, August
27th. I'm not writing obituary. I still believe, but it's like the fact of the matter is, you don't want to see the Mets in the playoffs. You don't want to see that.
I agree with you. I didn't want to see him before last night. Chris,
so that's what I'm saying.
What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
The Mets.
Hate him.
Yo, I hope you have some of these numbers in front of you. What's our record against them up at Citi Field this year?
They haven't won a game. They're 0-6 up there. 0-5, excuse me. 0-5.
How about at home?
2-1.
2-1. Mm-hmm. So, the math is not math here for me. Mm-hmm. That puts us at 2-9. And then I have to listen to you come out and say, "Oh, well, we were 7-11." You know what?
We were.
Shut up, Joe. That math doesn't math. 2-9 is not the same as 7-11. 7-11 is a whole hell of a lot closer to 50-50 than 2-9.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So don't tell me that, oh, it's okay. Because you know what? The math's not math.
Well, I'm not saying it's okay. The point is, sometimes teams have your numbers in a division.
Sometimes. No, it isn't the same. Let me tell you something. They are our kryptonite. They are our kryptonite, just like we were to Hughes Braves in 2022. Mm. Or whatever it is, they just got our number, especially when we're up there. But I don't even want to hear one, especially when we're up there. Like, our home record is anything to stand on. All right? We won one series, okay? That doesn't equate to 0-8. And the way we're losing these games is the worst part. First of all, I'm thrilled that the team IL Romano Cheese, because he stunk so bad, they just said, you know, we're just going to IL you and say you got something wrong with your finger. Yeah, no, he's got something wrong with his finger.
Yeah, that was
a lie. And his arm and everything else. He stinks. But Duran has been abysmal his last few outings. And why is it? Why do we always have to have this curse in Philadelphia? Why can't we have anything nice? Why? Why do we got to go through this? Why does it have to be this way? You know what? So you know what? Right now, this guy is falling, okay? And H-E double hockey sticks, it's freezing over. However, if we could pull out a win tonight,
there we go.
That'll change everything. We need to change the momentum. We need to follow the pledge and give us a reason to follow. And you know what? Like, I got to address something that just happened on this show. Mm-hmm. So we're going to close it out with this. Like Vince Lombardi said, what the hell is going on out here? Jake Elliott talking about fat? B-A-C-K-S! Fat bats? Hugh Douglas catches strays even from a kicker guest on the show.
Wow.
That's strong. It's strong. Man, I didn't connect those dots, but
oh, I did.
Yeah, oh, you.
Yeah,
that's why I was laughing. I'm a little sensitive about that.
Yeah, I can't believe you let you people know that you're that sensitive about the weight thing.
Yeah,
I'm not because I look great. Because I look. Like,
I know, but
like,
you did 2 hours of cardio this morning.
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, but I was like, that was affirmation that I look great.
I mean, period of the story. Yeah, you did 2 hours of cardio.
Affirmation. That was affirmation that I look great.
By the way, Hugh did 2 hours of cardio.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, buddy.
No, good. Well.
That's a lot of cardio.
Well, it's like as an older guy, because and you have to kind of read between the lines a little bit, because it's a lot of guys out there that when you look up you see the sky, and when you look down you can't see your feet. I can still see my feet and everything that came before my feet, because there's some guys out there like that look like they're about in their fifth trimester.
That's not good.
Yeah, so I'm not one of those guys.
I'm glad you can see your feet.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I can see everything before I get to my feet, though.
How about that D, baby?
Because it's a lot of cats that, you know, they can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, if they get out of bed, they got to roll out of bed. I ain't got to do that. So I'm just
because of the 2 hours of cardio.
Yeah.
That helps, at least.
That definitely helps.
It helps. All right. Let's get this out of the way quickly. Move on. Dom, who's a Mets fan, is up next. What's up, Dom?
Hey,
Dom.
How are you?
Dom, I've been better. What's up?
Yeah, Kyle's a little snippy back there whenever I call. You need to calm down there, Kyle.
Well, you're really annoying, and you're a Mets fan, so.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for jinxing everything, Joe, a couple days ago when you said, yeah, this is over. Yeah, now watch what happens. We're about to sweep you down.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do happen to meet in the playoffs, which is a good chance we will, like you said, like most of the fans are saying, we own you. So thanks for acknowledging that. I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I acknowledge the obvious. The Phillies have trouble with the Mets, especially at Citi Field. I mean, that, but Tom, the idea that I created this because I thought the division was over on Monday is ridiculous. Your baseball team needs me in Philadelphia to say this, to start playing good baseball? You've played like crap for months.
Yeah, we just needed to play the Phillies to whoop up on them to get back in shape, you know?
Well, but here's... Yeah, well, that might be true, and that's enough, Tom. Here's the thing. The Phillies and Mets, after today, only play four more times. There's like 28 games to go. Like, I'm not afraid of the Mets reeling off 20 out of 25 against everyone else. That they haven't done that the entire last 2 months. Yes, they get up for the Phillies. I'm annoyed. You're annoyed. Hugh's giggling about it. I get it. But the bottom line is the Phillies are still, if they can win tonight, they salvage the series and we move on. Hugh, if I had said to you before the series, they win one out of three, they're still up six games when they leave there, I think we all would have taken that.
One out of three up there?
Yeah. I would. If you told me on Monday, would you sign up for leaving Citi Field on August 27th up six games? Yeah. Signing up for this in a second. Get one.
I don't know. I think that's what y'all call it, copium.
That's copium. I don't agree. Like, do you expect the Phillies to win every single series they play?
No, that's not what I'm expecting. I think it's fair to expect the way that they've been playing not to go up there and get beat down the way that they did.
But if they don't get swept and they come out of there with one out of three, that's not getting beat down.
So when they get swept, now what?
But it's a different story. We haven't got there yet.
Like, no, that's my point.
We're not there.
Okay. Tonight's going to change a loss?
I'm not guaranteeing a loss, but what I'm telling you is this. What I see out there, whether y'all want to admit it or not, is somebody who's living rent-free in their head. That's a fact.
Yeah, but that didn't change Monday. That's been going on for 2 years.
So so with that being said, if I know that I have a nemesis in New York, my goal is to exercise those demons. One game doesn't exercise that demon.
No, it does calm it down. It calms it down. I mean, okay. If the Phillies lose tonight, this
how many games we win in the playoffs last year against the Mets?
One. Right, but that's a playoff series. That's different.
Running together, stringing together wins matters.
Sure it does.
And playing consistently matters.
I agree.
You know what I saw the last two nights, Joe? You play well to a point, and then you have a major meltdown.
They do it every time I've been
Major
Citi Field.
Meltdown.
But I think this was to be expected. Like, the Mets are one of baseball's best home teams. The Phillies are average on the road. If this wasn't Mets-Phillies, this looked like a series they could lose two out of three.
And that's why it was important. That's why I'm saying it's important for you to go up there and exercise your demons because you haven't been good on the road.
Right, but
and they have been fundamentally more sound than you have.
But this looked to me like a series loss before it started. It just looked like it. They don't play well up there to begin with. The Mets are really good at home. The Phillies are average on the road. This just felt like it was set up for them to lose two out of three.
Well, you better hope to sweet little baby Jesus.
I am
that
hoping.
That you get the Mets come to Philly. And even if they come to Philly, it still don't look like it's going to be in your favor.
I am hoping. And they can salvage this series with a win. If they win today, we're walking out up six, away we go.
What's that saying? Hope is not a strategy?
No, we got Taiwan. That's that hope. He's your guy.
Come on, Hugh.
It's your guy.
Hope is not a strategy.
And it's your guy. All right, before we go any further here, we do have a prize to give away today. How about this? Pair of tickets. Dell State, which they play their first game tomorrow night. They're going to host Norfolk State, and you know who the coaches are of these games. Deshaun Jackson of Delaware State, Michael Vick, the head coach down at Norfolk State. This game's going to be Thursday, October 30th. At Lincoln Financial Field. I can't wait for this game and these two to go head-to-head and watch them each in
their
first year.
It's going to be a fun game, man.
It's going to be a fun atmosphere at the link. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or you can play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Hugh's Clues and you.
Ooh, they about to love this first clue I'm about to give today. It's been a while since we've been here, people.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had, you know, I was in the lab trying to figure out a better way to present these clues. And I was thinking of even a better way to, like, set up the first question in a way where you could kind of understand where I'm going.
This is just dawning on you to do this, as we've done this for years.
Well, because, you know, a lot of people complain, especially you people. Mm-hmm. They like to complain. And I said, okay, what clue can I give today? that will get those competitive juices flowing and will get that mind working, and you will know right away.
What do we got?
This clue is, this individual recently had a facelift.
This is what you workshopped? A facelift?
Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494. The winning answer today
he's a troll.
Gets a pair of tickets to Dell State, Norfolk State at the Link on October 30th. All right, your phone call's coming up on all this. And we got to get to something that happened last night at the end of the game, the way it ended. Is it time to worry? How worried? Or any worry about Jaron Duran? We'll talk about it next. Your phone calls as well. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And a 2-0 from Duran. Swinging a liner into left. It's a base hit. The ball game's over. Jaron Duran fails to record an out. Four straight hits. And the Mets celebrate a walk-off win. And the Phillies have lost 9 in a row in New York.
It just hurts hearing it. 9 in a row.
9 of them things.
Up at Citi Field. All right, it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh's clues today for a chance to win tickets to Norfolk State, Dell State, October 30th, to Sean Jackson, Michael Vick. We'll get your calls up here in a second. Don't forget, text Midday to 53209 to make a donation to the Eagles Autism Foundation with Radiothon going on here. There is a T-shirt, and there's a lot of really great experiences here. You could have us go to your house. You come in here. You could play golf with Jake Elliott. We'll tell you about a lot more with Eagles players. But there's also, you know, those can be pricey, right? Something that can be very pricey. You can hang out with Howie Roseman. But there, I know there are a lot of people out there who just want to donate something, right? They may not have thousands to donate, and that's fine. You can donate and buy a T-shirt. So Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship have designed an Eagles Radiothon T-shirt. It is $30 to purchase, and obviously it's a great donation with that purchase. EaglesRadiothon.com. You can get the T-shirt there. All right. Hugh, Duran last night comes into a tie game, ninth inning, and he gives up a bunch of hits in a row. Now, let's be clear. They weren't like they were blasts, right?
They were down the middle, and they got contact.
Yeah. So the question is now, we've now seen a blown save Friday night and then last night.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen two tough outings from Jaron Duran. Hugh Douglas, your concern level with the Phillies closer that, you know, we all have, obviously, for good reason, have been super excited since he got here, has shown to be, you know, mortal in the last week or so. Are you concerned with Duran?
Nah. I'm more concerned about the defense that was played behind him. You know, I'm not harping on Brandon Marsh and the play that he had, that blooper to the right?
Mm-hmm. Left field.
Left field. Yep. Left field. His left. My right. His
right.
Left,
his right. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. But you got to lay out for that, in my opinion. You got to, like, I didn't play baseball. I don't know how tough that play was to make, but you gotta be on the hump a little bit more in that, man. And you might need to lay out on that a little bit. And then the one up the middle, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. But no, I'm not too much concerned about him. Just gotta play better defense behind him, man.
So I'm not worried about Duran. I will say this though, watching him, and then you could look at the numbers, but now we're seeing all his pitches. The one thing that has become pretty clear watching him for the past couple weeks, like every time he's out there compared to just seeing what he does here and there in Minnesota. And if you look at his stats, it bears it out. This is his fourth year in the major leagues. His strikeout rate, his percentage of guys he strikes out, is gone down. He doesn't strike as many batters out as he used to. So that just, the reality is he gives up contact. Now, it's not hard. It's weak contact a lot. He's going to need the defense behind him to make some plays. Like this isn't, you think of him like, oh, he's throwing 103 miles an hour. He's going to strike everyone out. He doesn't. So he's going to need his defense to make plays.
Yeah.
Like, I think he'll be fine as long as the guys behind him catch the ball. And every once in a while with him, we're going to have some bad luck nights where the ball just finds some holes and then, there's some runs that score. I'm not worried, but it is frustrating because you kind of expect him to just mow people down. Kyle, what are you feeling on Duran as it's Friday night was a blown save and last night was a loss in a tie game?
I mean, like, if you ask me, do I think ultimately he'll figure it out and be okay? Yeah. Like, the stuff is just too good for him to just completely fall apart like this. But I don't know how. I think you'd be lying to yourself if you said after the last three outings. I mean, he did get the save in the one outing, but they were still getting hits off him. Like, he's not know he's not completely 100% invincible. Like, he's never going to blow a save ever, like Brad Lidge in 08 or whatever. Like, but it did show me that he's more human than I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he comes in to save a game in a playoff series, I can't sit here and act like I am, like, 100% confident. Like, before this, these past few games that he blew the save with the Nationals and now the Mets, I basically felt like it was an 8-inning game if we had the lead. I no longer feel that way. Mm. I just can't right now. I'm so like, copium. I need to see what's copium. This is about as honest as I can be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you know what copium is. If you think this is copium, I'm telling you that I'm worried about him. What's coping?
I would not be worried about him.
You're coping then. Better
defense.
Well, so if there's a concern, is they're not a great defensive team.
They need to play better. That's what I'm saying. They need to play better defense.
He needs his defense.
The reality of it is this: for whatever reason, they're not built to go up against the Mets toe-to-toe. If they're not playing with a lead or protecting a lead or anything, and even when they had that, they still can't protect it. They're not built for that.
Well, but hold on. I'm trying to make this about Duran. Like, he doesn't miss enough bats.
He just doesn't, with the stuff that he has. And his strikeout rate has dropped for four straight years. This isn't just since he got here. This has been going on. Now, he's still good enough. Like, he's still really good. Like, I'm not panicking. He's still really good, and
not panicking either.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. But the reality is, there's going to be a moment in October where there's a runner on base, and the ball is hit, and we're going to need Trey to make the play, or we're going to need Stott to make the play. That's how this is going
to
end.
I'm just not going to feel great about it. Like, I need to see him go out there a few times consecutively and
shut
some people down.
Yeah,
like top of the lineups, stuff like that. Like that's. I'm going to need to see it a little bit.
I agree. I still feel really good about it.
You want me to tell you why I say it's copium? Because the other guys that have been here didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Like Kirkering, you mean last night?
Like those guys. I'm talking about at the plate. Oh. All of those
other guys.
Well,
we know that, yeah.
Like lead stranding runners, not making like not doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to score runs. That's the issue.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out what that has to do with coping.
Yeah, because the coping is you're talking about him and what he fell short doing.
Well, no, that's the conversation we're having.
No, but what I'm saying is this, Kyle. The bottom line is, for whatever reason, I know he asked you about that, but for whatever reason, the guys that are supposed to do their job aren't doing their job when they're supposed to do it.
Well, that sounds like coping to me.
No,
because you're excusing Jovan Duran's performance by blaming the defense.
It's just, I just
maybe, you know what? You're probably just operating on a higher frequency. You're vibrating on a higher frequency right now.
And I know what scared looked like. Yep. And right now, the Phillies look scared.
Mm-hmm. We all agree they don't look right at Citi Field. I mean, they look like crap there. They do look scared. I totally agree with you. Ultimately, get a win tonight. Get out of Citi Field with a win. Cool. Is it coping? Is this coping? If we get out of there, we're winning.
I'm not sure you quite understand what coping is.
Do what it is. You know what it is? Because the bravado that y'all had before this series started, hey, we got the Mets. Hey, we're looking really good. Now you said, hey, you know what? All I wanted was to get one win out of that. I don't believe that.
But there is this.
I do not believe that.
We're all terrified of the Mets, right?
I ain't terrified of them. You're
the most terrified.
I'm not terrified.
You've been terrified since
Monday. I'm the one that told Bryce to wear his outfit if he was going to. He rolled it out there. Keep it going.
I just want some perspective here. There is a real chance none of this matters. Number one, if they win tonight, they're up six. They're probably still winning the division anyway, even though they can't beat the Mets. Number two, if the Phillies get the 2 seed, the Mets very well likely will lose to the Dodgers or the Padres in the first round.
I hope, but...
There is a real chance we don't see them in the playoffs. There is a chance we do, but this is our biggest hang-up as the Mets. What if we don't see them?
What? Hope is not a strategy, Joe.
But it's not. Wait, but the Phillies could control it to some point.
If the Phillies get the two seed, they get a bye.
They might not see the Mets.
This is why it's copium.
It's not. There's six teams that get in the playoffs.
This is why. Let me tell you why it's copium. Because you had the direct line to knock them out of the playoffs, correct? You got 7 games against them,
right? They can't beat them there. I know.
You know what this sounds like?
Remember the Rocky Google definition of coping?
You can't win.
That's exactly what it is. They're covered lanes.
So that's copium.
What?
Because you're acknowledging.
I'm going to need you to Google coping.
No, 215. We have a guest coming up. We need to get our house in order. We got a guest coming up. All right.
We got to slang some of these things, man. We got to like this Landon Dickerson. Mowing your lawn one-on-one, mm-hmm. Landon Dickerson. The bid is too low, man. Have you seen this man's lawnmower? You need to bid on this item. Landon Dickerson is going to get like one of them little flatbeds. He's going to bring his mower to your house. They mow your lawn.
You know what? We'll talk more about that. And
my bad.
How about, it's all right. How about experience you could have with Jason Kelce? You know who's going to tell us all about it next? Kylie Kelce. She's going to join us in studio next. And I'm going to ask her some help with this guy over here, Hugh Douglas. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.